Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, events, and issues on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm joined today by Bob Eisenstadt and Ann Bloxham Smith of the Friends of Black Bayou. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Corey.
Lou.
Glad you're here, and a big, full weekend of activities planned at Black Bayou.
That's right. This Saturday, we have our fall celebration, which we do annually. This will be our 19th anniversary. It's actually our 20th fall celebration because
we did in 1 year.
Well, we did the first one we did. Two. We were only a month old, so that puts us one up. So this is actually our 20th fall celebration.
And the event takes place this upcoming Saturday?
Saturday from 10 until 3.
Bob, the Friends of Black Bayou, I guess it's obvious in the name, you guys are for Black Bayou, but what's the purpose of the organization, and what do you do for the National Wildlife Refuge there?
Yeah, really, so the organization was really organized entirely around the purpose of just supporting the mission of the Wildlife Refuge, which of course is wildlife first. Now, to do that, the Friends of Black Bayou has become sort of, I don't want to call it, it's just a fundraising wing. It's also an event planning wing. Like the fall celebration, we are kind of integrally involved in a lot of activities that go on out of the refuge. We support a lot of the events that go out of the refuge and a lot of the infrastructure. If you go out to that refuge and look at the visitor center and the building adjacent to it, what we call the Conservation Learning Center, plus the walking piers on the trails, a lot of those things, so much of that infrastructure was built entirely with private money raised by the Friends of Black Bayou and in cooperation with the Friends of Black Bayou. And we have a cooperative agreement with the Fish and Wildlife Service and with the Refuge Association to do that.
So you guys serve a very important mission, kicking up what the U.S. government can do another notch or two.
We do, in essence, what the federal government cannot do. Okay, and cooperatively, of course.
Well, that's a big mission you have out there at Black Bayou. And let me ask you about this weekend's event a little bit. I see there are things for all age groups, so a big family fun, whether you've got young kids, old folks, whatever. Looks like there's a lot for everybody to do.
Yeah, there is a great deal to do. I was looking through the list of all the different organizations that are involved. This is a real community event, so we involve organizations from several, from ULM, from Tech, the Children's Museum, the Masser Museum, the Arrow Public Art, Louisiana Wildlife Federation. All these different organizations come together and put on this event. So there are children's activities, lots and lots of children's activities. You know, all the things like face painting and temporary tattoos and things like that that kids enjoy. But there'll also be the biology group from ULM, the biology club, out there doing like little critters that can be found in the water in the ponds. They'll have microscopes set up so that kids can look at all those little critters and then project them up on the screen. So lots of, you know, a lot of fun stuff. And free canoeing, free kayaking, just lots of
did you say birdhouses? Did you mention birdhouses?
Oh, no, I didn't. Building birdhouses. That's Home Depot comes out every year and helps the kids to build birdhouses.
Butterfly releasing.
Oh, my goodness. Miriam Schrock is our resident butterfly expert who is part of the Friends group. Actually, she and I are going to be talking to the Kiwanis today about butterflies. She is particularly interested in monarchs, which are endangered now. So we'll do a release around 11 o'clock Saturday, and that goes over big every year.
And monarchs are kind of cool because they travel thousands of miles.
Oh, yeah.
The way from North America down into South America, then decide to turn around and come back.
Yeah, I hear as far away as New Jersey.
Even. That's a long way from Monroe, anyway, for a butterfly to fly. Bob, I see GPS activities. What are those?
Well, yeah, it's sort of geocaching. Is that what they do with that? It's sort of like Pokemon, but without the Pokey and the Mon. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a I don't know what you call it exactly. There are not things out there to be found, but there are sites around the refuge. Right. So if you do this GPS game, it's kind of going to end up being a self-guided tour of the refuge.
Then we have our own. We have GPSs that we can give, you know, hand out, loan out, and I believe you can also do it on your phone now.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
Most phones are equipped with GPS apps.
So lots of activities for kids. Let's kick up in age one little bit. Let's go to the adults. If I'm an adult and I come out to Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge, what activities are there going to be for me?
That's a good question.
One of the things that I think a lot of adults are going to be interested in is we just had our annual photo contest. I think this was our ninth year, if I'm not mistaken, to have a photo contest. So these are photographs taken at the refuge or at our sister refuges in this area. So those photographs are on display now. And so that's really amazing photographs.
If I come out this weekend, I bet there's a lot of good food.
Yeah, there is great food. There's always going to be great food. That's one of the things we've become sort of – that's sort of our signature thing. We do great food. Dan Blakeney's Barbecue Catering, he comes out and does our food. He's done it every year for the last, 10 years,
I guess.
Who knows? But, you know, you talk about
fried fish.
Fried catfish. Arguably the best I've ever had. And you talk about what's there for adults. It's a family day. And working with your kids on a birdhouse, taking a walk with your kids, going out and doing it. Just being with the family and hanging out.
Free canoeing.
Yeah. That's adults. That's
right.
Adult stuff.
One last thing before we run out of time. What's this big bird that gets turned around? Tell me that story.
Blue goose.
The blue goose is right there in front of the visitor center. And every year, twice a year, at events, we let the kids get out there and turn the blue goose. So the idea is if dumb birds don't know which way to migrate, they follow the blue goose. So we turn it. Nowadays, we'll be turning it toward the south. Birds go this way. And then in the spring, we'll turn it back toward the north. Birds go that way.
Think of it like deer crossing signs. The deer wouldn't know where to cross the road without the sign.
It makes a lot of sense. That makes sense to me.
It's a lot of fun.
Saturday, the 15th, 10 to 3, Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, 20th fall celebration on tap for everybody.
Now, I'll have it on the KEDM website, but Ann, if somebody wants to find out more, where can they go to find out a complete listing of all the activities?
They can go to our Facebook page, Friends of Black Bayou. It'd be the best place to go for that.
That's Dr. Bob Eisenstadt and Ann Bloxham-Smith with Friends of Black Bayou. You can find out more at KEDM.org.